Let us hear God's words. The reading this morning comes from the Gospels, the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 20, reading from verse 1, page 189 in the Pew Bibles. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one that Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. And Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as a burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, went also inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Amen. May the Lord bless to us this reading from his most holy word.
Finished. It's a word that suggests finality, bringing to mind a conclusion. If spoken, it's often with satisfaction. If written, it's usually with some sense of pride or achievement. For when something is finished, it's an accomplishment. It's worth speaking about. It's good to mention. And it implies something about the person who achieved it. Speaking personally, I know that I like to finish what I've begun, but I don't always succeed. For the most part, most things get done, but I can think of a list of things which have yet to be done and may never be done. And I can also recall things that I've failed to complete as I would have liked. Perhaps you can empathize. It depends on personality, of course. If you're conscientious, then you'll do all that you can. But if you're prone to perfectionist tendencies, you may struggle. On the other hand, if you're relaxed, then there's always tomorrow. There are other qualities or characteristics too. Confidence, competence, skill, organisational ability, and even fear. All can contribute to whether whatever is done will be completed. And so who we are plays a significant part in what we do and in what might be achieved. Yet there is one factor which is often overlooked. It's what will enable completion always. It's what will get the job done, no matter what. And it's what will ensure that all is done well from start to finish. And what that involves is love. For love is the ultimate motivation. It's the ultimate driving force. All to ensure that anything gets done properly. Financial gain can motivate, but love can overcome all the more. Kudos from others can stimulate, but love is far more enduring. Why? Because love cares. Love seeks the best. Love looks ahead. And love desires more for others than for oneself. And that's why there was an empty tomb. That's why Mary found the stone rolled away. That's why Peter and John looked into the place where Jesus' body had been laid, only to find him gone. That's why the sayings of Jesus took on new significance. The words of Scripture, new meaning. The beginnings of belief, new hope. And most of all, that's why Jesus rose again. Because God's love had to bring an end to the power of sin. And whilst its presence may remain, its power can no longer hold us. And so the blood that was shed, the body that was broken, and the death that took place was all intended to bring an end to anything and everything that would leave us without hope. For that was the experience of Mary, Peter, and John as we encounter them in John's Gospel. There were others too, of course, and they too had been left without hope. For them, no longer was the present secure, and no longer did the future seem bright. Yet what we read is more than account of their experience. For we read also of the story of life and of faith. It was still dark when Mary went to the tomb. And that describes the circumstances and experience of so many as they make their way through life without the illumination that Jesus can bring. But Mary was also on her way to fulfill custom and duty. And that describes the circumstances and experience of so many as all manner of activity takes place, but without the sense of hope and purpose that Jesus can bring. More than that, Peter and John were some distance away, and that describes the circumstance and experience of so many, as faith that was once known has been diluted or even abandoned without the relationship that Jesus can bring. Yet, on that first day, those concerned did not hesitate to find out more. And that describes the circumstance and experience of so many as the desire for spiritual understanding and experience continues amongst many. And all of that was satisfied by examining what had happened to Jesus. Through seeing, touching, and understanding. For the message of the empty tomb tells us that life is not finished. That God has not finished with the world. That he has not finished with you or with me. And that he is not finished in his quest to enable all who can believe to believe, to know for themselves just who Jesus is, and to know that it's God who brings completion. The disciples eventually did understand and accept. And we too can also accept and understand as we come to realize that God has worked through his Son to bring completion to our lives. For his desire is to be present within you and me all the more, to increase our faith, to inspire our thoughts, to develop our character, to nurture our compassion, ensuring all the more that love prevails. And then we come to realize that God has worked through his Son to bring completion to the world. For his desire is to bring healing, peace and reconciliation wherever and whenever. All so that the word finished can be declared. Not just because of Jesus' resurrection, but because of the effect of his resurrection and how it can and will be known. And that's a reflection of just who God is. Not just at Easter, but always. Let us pray. Lord, help us to know that we are part of your finished work as you work within us, as you transform us, and as you are present with us and within the world. May the joy of that, as well as the reality, be known to us. For this is our prayer, spoken in Jesus' name. Amen. As we approach the end of our Easter Sunday service, we're going to sing together hymn number 689, Thine Be the Glory, Risen Conquering Son. If it's possible for you, let's stand together as we sing.
The folded grave clothes where
where thy body lay. Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou o'er death hast won. Though Jesus meets us, risen from the tomb, lovingly he greets us, scatters fear and gloom. Let the church with gladness hymns of triumph sing, for her Lord now liveth, death hath lost its sting. Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou o'er death hast won. No more we doubt thee, glorious Prince of Life. Life is not without thee, aid us in our strife. Made us more than conquerors through thy deathless love. Bring us safe through Jordan to thy home above. Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou o'er death hast won. You're very welcome to stay with us after the service for our Easter Sunday lunch in the church hall, just through in that direction. I want to say thanks to Nessie and to Helen for all of the lovely flower displays around the church. And also, if you look closely, you'll find some little knitted Easter chicks. And if you look more closely still, you might find something tasty inside. So after the service, make sure you have a look around. Let's pray together for a final time. It is finished. He is risen. Words to remember, words to believe, words to trust, not just today, but every day, all because of Jesus. Amen.